On today's show, now the U.S. Justice Department is looking into German automaker collusion. Sneaky Dodge dealers figure out a new way to gouge customers buying the Demon, and GM reports its second quarter earnings. We think Wall Street is going to yawn. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Yesterday, we reported that the EU is looking into possible collusion between German automakers in the development of various car components. And now Bloomberg reports that the U.S. Justice Department is looking into those allegations, but it's not a formal investigation at this point. Der Spiegel, the German newspaper that broke the story, said this could become the largest business scandal in German history. And now with the U.S. getting involved, it looks like it's heading that way. And speaking of German automakers, there's tension brewing in the VW Group. Reuters reports that the company's CEO, Matthias Mueller, heavily criticized Porsche's labor chief for publicly stating that Audi managers should be let go over statements made about its diesel engines. Mueller responded by saying, quote, "The comments of Uwe Hueck are anything but helpful. The supervisory board certainly needs no lecturing on how it has to do its job." Still to come, Ford pumps more muscle into the Mustang.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Mustang fans, eat your heart out. The 2018 pony car has more power and more bragging rights. The V8 now pumps out 460 horsepower and 420 pound-feet of torque. That's 25 more HP and 20 more LBFT. With the new 10-speed automatic transmission and performance package, it hits 60 miles per hour in under 4 seconds. So it now has more power than a Camaro SS and is faster than both it and a Porsche 911 Carrera. Well, at least in a straight line. The four-cylinder EcoBoost Mustang also sees a significant torque boost of 30 pound-feet to 350. With the same 10-speed trans and performance package, hit 60 from zero in under 5 seconds. Look for the 2018 Mustang to hit dealers this fall. Mazda is bringing a new flagship SUV to its home market of Japan. The three-row CX-8 will go on sale in the country before the end of the year, and as you can see, it has a very similar look to other Mazda utility vehicles. There's been no word if the CX-8 will be sold outside of Japan, but three-row SUVs don't sell in big numbers in the country. So we find it hard to believe that Mazda would spend the money to tool up the CX-8 for it to sell in low numbers. The automaker could also consider dropping a sedan in favor of the new SUV. You know, every new car comes with an MSRP. The manufacturer's suggested retail price. The key word there is suggested. Legally, car dealers can charge whatever they want for a car. Dodge knew that some dealers would act like ticket scalpers at a rock concert when it came to selling the Demon. It made clear that dealers who stuck to the $86,000 MSRP would get them first, and those trying to sell them above MSRP would get them last. Dealers, unsurprisingly, found a loophole as quickly as possible. Automotive News found some dealers auctioning off the right to buy a Demon at MSRP through what we'll call representatives on eBay at $10,000 to $20,000. The highest bid was $75,000. FCA says it's aware of this loophole, but it can't do anything about it. Coming up next, General Motors posted its second quarter earnings, and while there's some good news behind the numbers, Wall Street will probably yawn.
Lear Kinexis is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
General Motors reported its second quarter earnings this morning, and the results are not spectacular. But there's some good news behind the numbers. GM sold 2.1 million vehicles worldwide, about the same as a year ago. But GM cut its fleet sales in the U.S. by 25,000 vehicles, and it claims it has the lowest percentage of fleet sales of any major automaker, only 6%. But even though its sales remain the same, GM's revenue of $37 billion dropped 1.1%, and its earnings before interest and taxes was $3.7 billion, a drop of 4.3%. GM reported a net profit of $2.4 billion, which is more than 11% lower than a year ago. But the bottom line was impacted by a $400 million charge for restructuring its international operations, like pulling out of South Africa and India. The ongoing legal action involving defective ignition switches cost the company another $100 million, and it wrote off yet another $100 million, closing down its operations in Venezuela. The stock market will welcome GM's moves to back out of unprofitable operations, but with revenue declining and its earnings per share dropping by 8%, don't expect to see a bump in the price of the stock. Not based on these earnings anyway. But that brings us to the end of today's report. Thank you for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.